Are you ready?
Massacre.
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 Don't you love it?
Welcome, welcome. It is Massacre Radio on this episode 51. I, of course, am your host, Members Only Dave. Getting into the Halloween spirit today with my guest, the Phantom AD. After all, he goes where the party takes him, and well, today he's here joining us on the program. I wonder if he'll do his Phantom voice the entire interview, or if he'll give up the shtick midway through. I guess there's only one way to find out. So let's go ahead and get to it. It's Massacre Radio, baby. Come on!
Massacre.
Próximamente después del espectáculo, la juriste, la hiciste correr, y aún así, ella todavía te está dando vueltas. ¿Cómo hacer que vuelva a estar con tu pola y corindola? La respuesta es eso y más. A continuación, justo aquí en WKM Cleveland, una estación a HD2.
Yeah, you're listening to WKM Cleveland, an HD2 station.
Welcome back. You're listening to Massacre Radio on WKMA Cleveland and HD2 station. Going to the hotline now and welcoming in our guest, the Phantom AD. You may have seen him on your Instagram feed because, after all, he goes where the party takes him. Phantom, welcome to the show. Thanks for making the time.
This is the Phantom, baby.
All right, so you're kind of a newer artist, so for anyone who may be listening and are unfamiliar with you or may not recognize the name Phantom AD, just kind of describe what you do both visually and with the music.
Yeah, well, I call it ghoulish rock and roll, high energy, fun rock and roll in the style of the 1950s and early 60s, but for today. And it's often horror themes and stuff, but not always. Sometimes I'll just do a Britney Spears song.
So you describe your sound as ghoulish rock and roll, influenced by Elvis and Bo Diddley and the like. Are there any other musical influences in there that might come as a surprise, you know, like Bonnie Raitt or Jermaine Jackson, maybe?
Well, yes. I love the great Britney Spears, and I cover one of her songs on my album.
Yeah, that's right. I heard your cover of Baby One More Time, and it was probably, for my money, one of the better covers I've ever heard. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, I thought the song was missing some guitar solos.
You know, I noticed in your videos when you're performing live, you're pretty much always wearing the same getup, you know, the Scorpion bolo tie, the belt, the black pants, the Dracula cape. How many different pairs of those black pants do you have? I mean, you're not up there wearing the same one over and over in between washings, are you?
The good thing about black slacks, you can get them anywhere.
Well, you know how it is with a good pair of pants. You don't wear them, they wear you. I just didn't know if you had like a large cachet of the same brand or you were out there adding to the musk every night, you know?
No, not necessarily.
Well, glad we cleared that up. I'm speaking with the Phantom AD, who is my guest today on Massacre Radio. Phantom, I think it stands to reason that October and maybe the months leading up to it is where you really hit your hay and make your strides, move some product, I guess, with your ghoulish rock and roll, right?
Yeah, people love the Phantom in October, but people love the Phantom for Christmas, too.
Well, that kind of takes me into my next question. How do you keep it fresh the other months out of the year and get folks into the whole ghoulish rock and roll vibe, even when, you know, it's March, when ghouls might not be so top of mind?
I think my music is fun, and it's always good to have fun. And people like horror movies all year round. People like rock and roll all year round.
I want to talk to you about your music. I know in one of your tracks, Phantom, you mentioned, what was it, Charles Manson and LSD. The question is, have you yourself ever experimented with LSD?
No, that song is about MK Ultra. Do you know about MK Ultra?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's kind of what we do around here to some extent or another, for sure.
Okay, good. Well, that song's about MK Ultra. Not about me, per se, but the opening line is, give me LSD, and then see what was a big part of what the CIA was doing during MK Ultra. They were giving people wittingly and unwittingly LSD and observing behavior, manipulating behavior, very strange things like that.
Well, I guess after hearing so much about it, one way or the other, you know, haven't you considered taking it just to see what's up, or are you more of a teetotaler with respect to LSD? Because that's kind of what it sounds like.
I'm not strictly sober. I don't really like psychedelic drugs. I've done them before, but I mostly stick to having a beer.
Phantom, I want to ask you about your stage presence. It's pretty solid, but on a bigger scale, do you have any ideas for an expanded stage design, like other props and visual components you'd want to have?
Well, it's like one thing at a time, you know. So when I've toured the Midwest and East Coast, I haven't had a full band with me, so that's kind of what I'm thinking about next. Bringing out to, like, Cleveland, where you are, for example, I would hope to have a full band with me next time I'm there. Just kind of like depends on what is called for in the situation. But yeah, I mean, there's so much stuff you can do with the stage.
So what's the biggest thing you do with your stage show and its production these days?
I usually have a projector show going on behind me.
Yeah, I think I saw that in one of your videos.
Yeah, exactly. So that's how I've gotten it. This is a big country. A lot of people don't realize that. It is really far to get from California to the East Coast. So I've mostly toured the Midwest, East Coast, and South, but still with a full band sound that I call my invisible band. That's my next thing, is I want to bring the full band with me on the road.
You kind of touched on it there, you know, playing with a band one night, being solo the next. Do you find it difficult to maintain any consistency on your end when you're, you know, maybe the other players aren't the same folks night in and night out, or if you're playing solo?
Well, the big challenge is money, baby. It's expensive to get on the road. That's what it comes down to. As I get bigger as an artist, more people come to the shows, and then I can afford to hire a band.
I don't know, maybe even use a drum machine or something, right?
Well, that's what I've been doing. It's not a drum machine. It's what I call the invisible band, but I have drums. I have everything with me on stage, sonically. The only live element is me. And this is just on the road. If you see me in California or even in other parts of the West Coast, I always have a band with me. And probably even next time I come to the Midwest, I hope to have a band with me.
Phantom, how or in what ways do you plan on growing your sound, or are you even trying to do that? Are you just content playing the ghoulish rock and roll as it is and just kind of doing that forever?
Oh, yeah. Well, I got a lot of ideas. I got a lot of albums I want to do. Work on a new album that will be a similar style to my current album that came out in March called The Phantom AD Plays Ghoulish Rock and Roll. It'll be more ghoulish rock and roll, but I've got ideas for a country album, but it'll all be done my style, my way. It'll still sound like me.
Now, I know you toured Japan in 2024. I saw your vlog on your YouTube page, The Phantom AD. Just sort of talk a little bit about the experience of playing over there for those of us who have not been.
Japan is the best place in the world, man. Everything is compact and efficient. Like some of the clubs we played, it's like there's like a tiny stage and then there's like a floor space the same size as the stage in front of the stage, and that's the entire club. It's unbelievable. There's like a bar that's like the size of a closet or something. Closet in a one bedroom apartment, you know, I'm not talking about a walk-in closet, but it's cool. I love it. I hope everyone can go there. It's very different than America in some. For example, you can leave.
Did we lose him? Looks like he dropped off. I'll have to call him back. This is the perfect time for a quick break. We'll be right back with more from our guest, the Phantom AD, after this.
Turn it down, man. You're going to wake up my mom. Thanks for the ride.
You're late.
Ma, don't even get me started. I was watching Columbo, and I lost track of time, all right?
What in the hell does that even mean?
We've been over this. I'm 28 years old, okay? Get off my case. I can do whatever I want. And right now, I want to get some sleep.
You smell like you've been smoking reefer again. You absolutely disgust me. Now get your ass in there and read your brother a bedtime story so he can get some sleep.
Whatever. You better double my allowance money this week. Who was my little Margie?
Right. Finally! I couldn't sleep for shit!
Come on, man. What'd I tell you about listening to this show before you go to bed? No wonder you can't sleep.
Tell me a scary story, or else I'm telling Mom You've been smoking pot again.
Yeah, well, I just made 6 Hot Pockets in front of her. I think she knows, but let's see. How about this? The Browns were up by 12 with 5:22 to go in a playoff game and still lost.
That's not scary.
Let's see. Two friends were hanging out, having a great time, until they ran out of weed.
I'm really starting to lose my patience with you.
Get your ass out here and clean up this mess.
I think she's talking about you, little bro. You better get out there.
God damn it.
Here, just listen to this and fall asleep, all right? If you hear any loud noises, just forget about it, all right?
How many times do I have to fucking tell you to do something?
Began and started that just launched in October, creampile.com. Those guys, I named us, I dubbed us the Cream Team.
You're listening to Massacre Radio on WKMA Cleveland and HD2 Station. My guest today is the Phantom AD, the ghoulish rock and roller, is back on the horn. And Phantom, before you dropped off, you were extolling the virtues of Japan. Do you have any more useful nuggets you can bestow upon the audience?
Crime as we know it does not exist in Japan.
All right. How does a Japanese crowd differ from the crowds in America? Do they go harder, or what's the vibe?
That's an interesting question. I would say they go equally hard. One thing that I like that's notably different is in Japan, all the shows start early and end early.
Well, that's good for folks who, you know, value their circadian rhythm.
It's like a show will start at 6 or 7 and it'll be over at 9 or 10. And that seems to be kind of the standard way they do it there, which I think we could learn something from that. In America, it's like you're playing a show on a Wednesday. The expectation is still that, like, the headlining band's going to be on kind of late. But Japan, they got it figured out.
There you have it. If you're like me and turn into a pumpkin after midnight, go check out Japan.
Sure.
You know, one of the urban legends in Japan, Phantom, is the sight of human-faced dogs. Did you see any of those when you were over there by chance?
Human-faced dogs. No, but I saw many dog-faced humans, not just in Japan. Oh!
Now, it's my understanding that you drove across America this year. How much of a pain in the ass was that, putting all those miles on your car? Was all the driving worth it, I guess, is my question.
I wish I was doing it right now. It was awesome. I had people come to see me every show. It was great. The real pain is between California and, like, the Mississippi River. There's a lot of space there, and there's not that many places to play. You got, like, Denver. That's it. You got a long way getting to Denver and a long way getting from Denver. But then once you kind of cross the Mississippi, really, that's where things get to be where there's a lot of places you can play. I think a lot of people don't understand that. It's like there's a lot of area that's just, like, mountain ranges. It's like when you're doing this drive, you spend 10 hours driving through farmland. If you're lucky, there's farmland. It's like a lot of time it's just desert.
Did you stop at a Buc-ee's by chance along the way? I hear that's kind of all the rage these days. People really enjoy that place for one reason or another.
No, I didn't stop at any Buc-ee's. Should I have? Did I miss out?
Yeah, I've never been, but again, folks swear by it. If for nothing else, the sheer variety of everything, I guess. Phantom, what are your secrets to keeping your energy levels high on the road? What do you reach for to keep yourself satiated? Do you have any tips?
Well, one of my secrets is I don't eat junk food on tour. I mean, that's like a tip. Eat junk, you feel like junk, you play like junk.
Well, I wouldn't consider it all junk, but I mean, what are you reaching for? The beef jerky, the candy cigarettes, the Jack in the Box, Subway? What's the vibe? What are you snacking on?
I go to grocery stores a lot, which is actually ends up being less expensive too. Let's see. Yeah, I got some other tips. Subway's okay. But, yeah, I think grocery stores are definitely a good way to go. I said I had tips, and then I can only come up with grocery stores.
It says here you book all your own shows and that you don't have management, as far as I can tell. Just how long do you plan on doing that? I mean, it also has to be a pain in the ass. Why not seek out management since, you know, you seem to kind of keep growing?
I enjoy doing it. I would consider offers from anyone that's interested in working with me, but I've managed to do everything myself and continually grow, you know, I'm hesitant to hand over power to someone else. You know what I mean? Like, why work for someone when you could be working for yourself?
I think that's well put. You're listening to Massacre Radio on WKMA Cleveland and HD2 Station. My guest today is the Phantom AD. Just about to wrap things up, but I got a few more questions. Phantom, how do you define success for you and your brand of ghoulish rock and roll?
I already feel like I'm tasting sweet success as I speak to you right now, but I just want to continue growing as an artist. I consider it successful that when I go to a place I've never been before, there's people that come to see me. I just want to keep growing and have more and more what I call ghoul friends, because it's like fans, kind of a weird word, but it's like we're friends. If you like my music, because you're into rock and roll, you're into horror, you like what I'm doing, we appreciate each other, we're cool friends.
I got to ask you about this. What's the deal with Ric Flair? I see there's like a song about him that you did. What's your affinity for the Nature Boy?
Yeah, well, I love Ric Flair. I love the golden era of wrestling, and I love that era of wrestling and all the characters and all the history.
That's interesting. You know, I was always more of a Brutus the Barber Beefcake kind of guy when I was younger. But hey, that's just me. You know, you were talking about doing another tour. You plan on stopping in Cleveland this time? I saw you were in Toledo, but Cleveland takes the back seat, huh?
Yeah, well, I do have more stuff in the works this year, but not to Cleveland. I hope to be in Cleveland next year, 2026.
By the way, I saw a couple of hot chicks on my Instagram reshare some of your videos. How many hot chicks do you get at your shows, and what are your thoughts on it? Any wild groupie stories for the Phantom?
The hottest goth girls, the hottest rockabilly babes, the hottest punk girls. But I get all kinds of fans. A lot of children like my music, which is cool too. And a lot of people listen to it with their kids. I got teenagers that come to my shows. I got older folks that come to my shows. I feel like I have a pretty diverse audience, which I'm proud of.
Now, that's interesting. You say children are into your music. Do you ever feel any responsibility knowing that information, you know, to keep things maybe more skewed towards family-friendly entertainment?
No, because I don't use profane language on stage anyway. I think kids know what's cool and they have a good time.
The Phantom AD has been my guest today on Massacre Radio. Go check out the Phantom AD plays Ghoulish Rock and Roll. It's one of his latest releases. Stay tuned for that music video on his YouTube channel. Phantom, is there anything else you'd like to say to the good folks listening at home before we let you go?
Yeah, so I got my album that came out in March, The Phantom AD Plays Ghoulish Rock and Roll. I'll check that out. You can find me on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. I also am releasing a new music video probably by the time you hear this. It'll be out for my song, I Go Where the Party.
Absolutely. Be sure to go check all that out, folks. Lots to look forward to. Hey, Phantom, thanks so much for your time today.
Well, thank you so much for having me. Keep rocking. Stay ghoulish. Cleveland Rock.
Massacre. Hey, thanks again to my guest on today's program, the Phantom AD. Who knew he had so much in common with Cheap Trick? Touring Japan and getting all the kids going, it's definitely something. I think I'd much rather have big titty goth girls at my show, but that's just me. Anyway, we're wrapping up. I'm getting out of here. I gotta go put on my ball cap and get ready for a Halloween party. I'm going dressed as Paul Schaefer, I know. Very scary. So until next time, I've been your host, Members Only Dave, and I'll talk at you next week.